in our Tacoma Harbor have been a great help to our gateway to keep goods moving. At this time, I'd like to introduce Undersecretary Moffitt to share an announcement about a new program being implemented here at Terminal 46. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it is a pleasure for me to be here in such an esteemed company that we have here. Next to me, of course, Senator Cantwell, as well as Director Sanderson behind me, and our partners, both here at the Seaport Alliance, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, as well as a few of our ag exporters here. The team behind me, the team that is all around us today, the team here in Washington State, just shows how incredible good things can happen when we come together to solve really tricky issues. So since taking office, the Biden-Harris administration has been focused on addressing supply chain issues, vulnerabilities, congestion, working to speed up the movement of goods and lower costs for families. COVID-19 has revealed many of these vulnerabilities across our supply chain system, our ports, and in our agricultural sector. As the economy has made a historic recovery, it has put additional strain on our supply chain. Fewer containers have been able to be made available for United States agricultural products to be exported, as ocean carriers have circumvented traditional channels and rushed containers back and exported empty, provided poor service to U.S. companies shipping and exporting in agricultural commodities and products. This has included things like shorter and ever-changing windows for delivery of filled containers of agricultural products and other products for export here at this port, as well as many other ports. Many of these ag shippers are using places here, like the Port of Seattle, after several hours of, they're using the port here, but they're moving goods from several hours away by truck to get and access this port. And so as we have smaller windows for product to come in and to get loaded onto the ships, that also means that there are, with several hours of transport to get here, and even more than several hours in many cases, it's harder to be able to get the product on the ship, meet those windows that the containers are requiring. So what's exciting today is the announcement of this site here as a pre-positioned site. So this is a place where product can come, full containers can come and be ready to go. So when they're called for shipment, they're ready to go right here, right next to the port. So it's really about being much more resilient in our supply chain, but also much more adaptable in how we're handling different situations. This is one big relief measure, but we also know in the Biden-Harris administration how important this is as part of the whole solution. So the Biden-Harris administration has a supply chain task force that's been looking at not only identifying things like we're seeing today, which is very exciting, but also the continuum of supply chain issues in the sector. And the Northwest Seaport Alliance is such an incredible partner in this. So one of the things we announced today, just this morning, Secretary Vilsack announced a new initiative out of USDA, which is we will, in it as a partner, as a true partner here on this site, we're going to be supplying and providing an additional $200 per container that is using this site as a pre-positioned site for export goods. So $200 for a dry container and $400 for a refrigerated container to help offset some of the costs of shipping, and definitely to ensure and make sure that people who are using this site have the ability to do so. Sign-ups will be forthcoming. It's not open yet. We will put out our applications and sign-ups, and we'll make sure that all of the shippers, as well as you know, our ag exporters will have that ability to be able to participate, receive that $200 or $400 per container that they're going to be eligible to receive, again, to cover some of those costs, to, you know, certainly as a partner here with the Northwest Seaport Alliance as well. So I know the benefits of relieving congestion and addressing capacity issues at ports, and the partnerships like this one go well beyond just even the local region, well beyond even Washington State, which is what we're here talking about, the opportunities for Washington State agricultural shippers. But we know the Port of Seattle here funneling so many product from throughout America, really supporting rural economies, supporting economies and jobs right here as well. So farmers, ranchers, rural communities, workers, agricultural companies throughout the supply chain will benefit from these efforts to restore and improve proper service for export by ocean carriers. So now it is my distinct pleasure and honor to introduce Senator Cantwell. She is the chair of the Commerce Committee in the Senate and has been an incredible champion for ocean shipping issues and really working on certainly in partnership with us at USDA as well as across the administration as well. So thank you, Senator Cantwell, for the opportunity for me to be here with you. And please thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Undersecretary Moffitt. Thank you so much for coming to the Northwest, and thank you for bringing help with you from the Department of Agriculture. Please thank Secretary Vilsack for the solutions that they have identified and the help and support for our growers to get their products to overseas markets. We also thank the Biden administration for their efforts and the task force on supply chain, because these are critical issues in a state where trade is essential to make the supply chain as efficient and effective as possible. Our growers came to us with a problem. They couldn't get their products on ships to overseas destinations. A container would be scheduled to go out on Tuesday, and they'd get a call on Friday night saying, no, it's going out on Sunday instead. But when they have to move that product, all the way across the state, there just isn't enough time. So how do you explain that to a customer overseas? They don't care why a product is delayed. They want our Washington apple varieties. They need our pea and lentils. They want our hay to feed their livestock. Some of our growers have lost customers because of these delays. And it means that more containers are leaving our port empty instead of being filled with Washington product. We know for a fact that 24% fewer containers left full than last year. So that is why this pop-up storage site for our growers to pre-position their product is so important. It allows our farmers to have their product here and ready in a cost-effective, timely manner, so they are ready when they can get them on to a ship. In the next few weeks, this terminal will start filling those containers full of hay, grain, apples, peas, lentils, and refrigerated dairy products. We will have room for as many as 10,000 containers right here. So our growers can ship them, they can keep them here, and they can be ready when the next ship is ready to go out. I can't tell you how important this pop-up storage site is, because we're on the precipice of one of the busiest times for our growers. So thank you again for getting this done just in time, because we really do need it. Our growers can store their containers here so they'll be ready to ship when they are ready to be taken. And they will be partly reimbursed for the cost, with $200 provided per container, as the undersecretary says. This addresses the number one concern of growers, which was to make sure that they got their product to the markets. It is also helps them with saving on the scheduling and unpredictable nature that has been caused by congestion. Congestion has been part of the problem. If you don't know when the ship is going to come in, or there's so much demand, that's why those phone calls saying, all of a sudden I'm here. Definitely no one would go down to SeaTac and take a flight saying, we'll tell you when the flight is ready. No one would do that. And our growers need the same kind of certainty. So this solution gives them more predictability, and it helps us and helps them in taking the next steps. So the pop-up ports are a novel use of our port infrastructure, but it also shows we need to do more on our infrastructure. And that is why we work so hard to get the expansion of Terminal 5, and why in the transportation package there was additional money for Tacoma, $15.7 million for expansion of our docks and containers. And here in Seattle, we know that we need to do more on storage, maybe 46 will end up being a very big site for the future in building our capacity. This also, this infrastructure increase in our ports was a over 200% increase in infrastructure funding, and today you can see why we need it. Just a few years ago, people talked about this terminal for maybe the carnival ships and the cruise business, but now we know we need it for our trade capacity. I also want to say next week, the Commerce Committee will be marking up and passing out legislation for oversight of our foreign shipping industry. Before the pandemic, the cost to ship a container was about $1,300. By last September, that cost has skyrocketed to $11,000. With these reforms, the Ocean Shipping Reform Act and others, we need to crack down on price and unfair practices that might be impacting our growers. This legislation will require the Federal Maritime Commission to make sure that they are protecting the American growers, to help develop transparency in the process on issues like detention and demurrage, which is this issue of how long you can store your products here and what it costs you to do so. And again, in increased congestion and increased cost, it makes it very tricky for our growers. So we need the oversight. Very proud that Northwest new commissioner appointed to the commission, Max Vekich, a longtime longshoreman, has just joined the Federal Maritime Commission. It's the first time in 30 years that we've had anybody from the Northwest be a member of that, and I hope he will bring a lot of insights to what's happening on the docks. This bill also will strengthen the compliant process so that companies have somewhere to go when they feel like they're not getting a fair shake. And it will also help us into making sure that we are addressing the issues that communicates that the data and information and transparency about what is going on our docks can be at hand so we can make better decisions for the future. So again, I want to thank the administration for being here, Under Secretary Moffitt, again, the Ag Secretary for his leadership, and the Biden administration. We all know in the Northwest how important supply chains are, and we're going to continue to work to solve these problems and to make sure it works in a cost-effective manner, because it is our Washington economy. Now I'd like to turn it over to our Washington Department of Agriculture Director, Derek Sanderson, who does such a great job for Governor Inslee. We love working with him across the state on so many infrastructure issues, and this time it's on this side of the mountains. So welcome to our Director Sanderson.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Cantwell, for that kind introduction, and welcome, Undersecretary Moffitt. Great to have you back in Washington State again, the other Washington, right? So I just want to echo some of both the Undersecretary's and Senator Cantwell's points. I mean, we are a state that's truly dependent on exports, and it's so true for agriculture as well as other industries of the state. But agriculture, about a third of what we grow goes someplace else, somewhere out of our country. In total, about $7 billion of food and ag products are exported each year out of Washington State. And these are a lot of our top commodities. I mean, you'll hear with subsequent speakers, it's our apples, our frozen potato products, dairy products, pulse crops, and so on. So our producers in this state, our ag producers, have experienced significant challenges over the last several years. We have had retaliatory tariff issues that have limited our ability to export into certain countries. We've gone through the COVID-19 market disruptions. We felt the effect of supply chain issues that continue in terms of availability of inputs like fuel and fertilizer for our farms. And all those have been devastated. Now with markets returning or coming back and demand for our products increasing, overseas, we're having problems getting those products to store shelves in other countries. And so we really welcome this effort, this partnership between the Northwest Seaport Alliance and USDA, and thank Secretary Vilsack for this very important program to allow us to make investments in Washington State. The pop-up site will pre-position containers of agricultural products, of our agricultural products, to move quickly to markets, or more quickly to markets overseas. And will also, the program will provide much needed assistance for the actual exporters and producers. Now, it's important, it's been noted, it's very important to emphasize this, that a lot of the northern tier states export through Seattle, Tacoma, and Portland, Vancouver. And it's this kind of thing helps other states besides Washington. So we really think this will be a benefit to the whole northern tier. So I just want to thank USDA again, and Northwest Seaport Alliance for their work to improve access for Washington's farmers and food processors. And I'm going to introduce or turn it over to Stan Ryan from Dairygold.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very nice to be with you. I want to thank Senator and Undersecretary and Director. Thank you for your words. Thank you for being here. I want to thank you for bringing focus and attention to these issues, getting them on the stage and generating action. And I wanted to thank the Northwest Seaport Alliance. You guys are just an ingenuity-based group, if you will. High service, you're getting after stuff, you're finding ways to make breakthroughs. Who would have imagined pop-up storage type of thing? I thought that was something that Amazon did. And it's very helpful. On behalf of Northwest dairy farmers and Dairygold, I want to thank you all. It's crucial. What happens here in the port is a direct link to what happens on farm, what happens to the rural economy, what happens to agriculture, not only in our state, but in the whole Pacific Northwest and all the way back into the Midwest. We are a crucial link here to all the markets of the world that drive our rural economy. And so thank you very much for the acute issues of the day, but also for your attention and your continued focus on ongoing infrastructure, that we have an effective supply chain for the long term. Simply linking our sort of trifecta of agriculture in Washington, cost competitive, expandable, and very sustainable with billions of consumers over there across the water, that just makes good long-term sense for everything. And thank you very much. I think this gives the platform to keep addressing those issues for the long term. With that, I want to turn it over to Bert Brock from Brock & Son Feeds.
I too would like to take the chance to thank everybody for having us here. I'm also representing the Dry Pea and Lentil Council. We have a group of processors just like me that ship through this port every day. To see the bright spot that we're getting from this is amazing. This is exactly what we need. We've fought decline in sales, we've fought the tariffs. We every time we turn around, there's more negative, more negative, more negative. And so here we are, and we have some positive. And so I'd like to say thank you again, and absolutely thank you for the opportunity to be here. So
thank you.
Hello there, my name is Harold Uglis. I'm president of International Longshore Warehouse Union Local 19 here in the Port of Seattle. I want to say thank you very much, Senator Cantwell, for all your work and for the USDA. This is a very exciting project. This will really help relieve the congestion that we're having in our ports. It opens up the capacity, and that's something that we definitely need. We're very excited that it's here at Pier 46. It's only four stoplights off of I-90, and you're right in near this terminal. So that is very exciting, and we hope to see Pier 46 back with container ships here in the very near future. There's a lot of exciting things about that. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner. Good morning. My name is Deanna Keller. I'm Vice President of the Port of Tacoma Commission and also a very proud managing member of the Northwest Seaport Alliance. I'd like to thank and appreciate, I want to show appreciation on behalf of the Northwest Seaport Alliance to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Undersecretary Moffitt, and Senator Cantwell for their forward thinking in helping to establish this important partnership that supports more exports through our gateway. The Northwest Seaport Alliance has long prided itself on being a fairly balanced gateway, meaning we have almost equal parts of imports and exports moving through Seattle and Tacoma. The recent supply chain challenges have threatened that balance, and we are doing all that we can to restore opportunities for more exports. We've opened inland rail hubs and ramps to facilitate rail access for ag products in North Dakota and Idaho, and established these near dock facilities here at T46 and at the West Hylabos in Tacoma. We look forward to the implementation of the USDA export program and the relief it will provide to our export partners. Thank you both very much for your partnership. And at this time, we'd like to open this up to questions.
Questions from anybody? If not, we can do individual pull
sites. You had mentioned on the tour that 24% drop in exports from last year. Did I hear you right that it's jumped up to 30% now?
Yes, I'll get you the exact information, but I think there was data that showed that was increasing in the first few months of this year to 30%.
Do we have a rough idea to what that translates in terms of money lost and maybe jobs lost?
No, but there's probably a way to deduct from the data. We'll get the Seaport Alliance to help us with that. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact that it's also important to understand that if you can't get your product to that market, they're going to find it from somebody else. And once you lose the shelf space, they're not going to now say, oh, we're ready. You'll take your product. They're like, no, we have a reliable way to get milk, or we have a reliable way to get peas and lentils from somebody else. We're going to keep this contract. It could be a long-term contract. So this is a problem that needs to be solved right now and affects them. But we'll get you what that loss is in opportunity, unless somebody from the pea and lentil or dairy wants to say something.
I'll give you an anecdotal one. For all of U.S. dairy, which is basically going through all of the ports, we've estimated it to be $1.5 billion.
Of loss.
Yeah.